So I'm reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, just a portion of this scripture, 18 and 19, said, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it?" As I was waiting on the Lord for the message for this first Sunday of the new year, I really heard the Lord speak some words into my spirit that He wanted me to share today, and they're very simple. Just three phrases. Three phrases. Turn it loose or let it go. Let it go. Look up and press on. You say it with me? Say, let it go.
Let it go.
Look up and press on.
Let's
pray. Father, we thank You once again for the Word of God. We thank You, Lord, for the fact that we have made it through another year. And Lord, we have experienced Your abundant blessings all through this year. And we're grateful for 2015. It was a great year. But 2016, Lord, is going to be the best year of our lives. And so, Lord, we thank You today, God, that You have sent this Word to us to position us for this new year. To position us, God, that we can receive all that You have for us and be all that You would have us to be in this new year, Lord. And we just give You the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe today, as I've read this scripture to you, I believe this verse holds one of life's greatest secrets. It tells us the key to receiving the new thing that God is doing is in letting go of the old. This verse tells us three things. Number one, it tells us, first of all, God is sovereign. God doesn't have to have your permission to do anything. God doesn't have to ask you to do anything. God can do whatever He wants to do, whenever He wants to do it, however He wants to do it, with whoever He wants to do it with. And He does not have to get permission from anybody. So it tells us that God is sovereign. And it tells us that God is doing something new. It tells us that in order to receive the new, you have to let go of the old. And one of the things that in this scripture really, really caught my attention and really made me sit up and take notice was the fact that it is possible for you to miss the new thing God is doing. I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss what God is doing. I don't want to miss the new thing that God has in store for me. He says, "Shall ye not know it?" In other words, it's possible for God to be doing great things in our midst. It's possible for God to be moving supernaturally and sovereignly in the world. It's possible for God to be doing something tremendous, and yet you and I miss it. Look at your neighbor and say, "Don't miss it.
Don't miss it."
Don't miss it. I believe one of life's greatest tragedies is to miss what God is doing because you're stuck in the past. It could be past victories. It could be past successes. It could be past joy, past excitement, past anointings, past glory. Or it could be past failures, past losses, past heartbreak. The Bible says that the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And one of the greatest thieves and the robbers that there is the past. The past will rob you of your future. The past will rob you of your present. There's so many people today that are being held prisoner by the past. They're afraid to dream. They're afraid to expect anything better. They process everything that happens in life through the lens of the past. And your past is robbing your present. Your past disappointments, your past brokenness is robbing you of present fulfillment. It's robbing you of present day and wholeness, present day joy, and present day health. I want God's greatest blessing. I want everything God has for me. On this first Sunday of 2016, I believe God is going to set some prisoners free. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His holy name. The Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And whom the Son sets free..." free shall be free indeed. Glory to God. I believe the Holy Ghost wants me to tell you today to quit looking back.
Amen.
Quit looking back. In Luke chapter 17, 32, Jesus gives us this warning. It's only three words. He says, remember Lot's wife. Hallelujah. What is he talking about? That's all he says. Remember Lot's wife. Well, what is he talking about? Well, we know, if you've read the Bible, that Lot was delivered and his wife and children were pulled out of Sodom and Gomorrah by the angels of the Lord. But as they were making their escape, Lot's wife turned around, looked back to where she had come from. And the Bible says that when she looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. That means that her past stole her future. She died where she looked back. I want you to look at somebody again and tell them, neighbor, let it go. Look up and press on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love New Year's. I really do. I love New Year's. There's two specific reasons that I love New Year. It's number one, it's because it's the end. It's the place where we put a period on the past. It's where we close the door on all of our failures, our shortcomings, our disappointments. It's where I cut myself loose from everything that's hindered me and slowed me down.
Amen.
At this period of time, New Year, I have the advantage of looking back over a whole year and discerning and deciding what was good, what's bad, what's ugly. I decide what I want to bring with me into the new year. In the beginning of this new year, 365 days, now a few less than that, but they're days that have never been experienced before. They're days that are waiting for me to shape them and mold them and do whatever I choose with them. They're days that are mistake-free. Oh, hallelujah. They're days that are disappointment-free and discouragement-free. They're days that are waiting for me to fill them and use them as I see fit. There are 365 days of new opportunities. Every day is an opportunity. Every day is a door. It's a door to a greater relationship with God. It's a door to greater relationships with each other. It's a door to greater knowledge, greater wisdom, a door to greater usefulness, a door to greater experiences. 365 days to experience the love, the goodness, the mercy, the grace, and the power of God in my life. 365 days to change my world, to make a difference in my world, to contribute something that will outlive me. Hallelujah. That's what I want. I want a life that will outlive me. I want to contribute something to this world that when I'm gone, it will still be helping people. When I'm gone, it will still be blessing people. I want you to read with me from the New Testament, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Paul the Apostle said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In a text that I read to you just now, it seems almost as though Paul is standing in a watch night service at the end of a year, and he begins by saying to the people, I want you to be successful. I want you to enjoy all that God has for you. I want you to experience everything God has for you. But he starts out by saying, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. That's the right attitude for every one of us. I don't claim to have it all. I don't claim that I've reached it all. I don't pretend to say to you that I've reached it all. In other words, in truth, for all that I have received and all that I've experienced, it's just the beginning.
Yeah.
Look at somebody, tell them it's just the beginning. And then he gives us what I believe is his life's motto. He gives us his life's secret. He says, this is how I face life. Now, how many would like to know the life secret of one of the greatest apostles and men of faith and power that ever lived?
Yeah.
People will pay a lot of money to go and hear Anthony Robbins and to go hear somebody that has secrets on success in life. But Paul tells us right here, I want to give you my life secret. Here is my master key. I forget the things which are behind me. Oh, hallelujah. Let it go. Look at somebody say, let it go.
Let it go.
I forget the things which are behind me. In other words, I put the past in the past. I have the master key of letting go. On this first Sunday of this brand new year of 2016, I'm going to give somebody the key to your own prison. I'm going to give you the master key of letting go. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, let it go. Let it go. Let go of the past. Let go of the anger. Let go of the resentment. Let go of unforgiveness. You're holding a grudge. Let it go. You say they hurt me. They abused me. They deceived me. They cheated on me. They stole from me. They lied to me. They stabbed me in the back. They betrayed me. They lied about me. Let it go. Hallelujah. I tell you what. My wife was up here, started talking. I said, that woman has been in my notes. I started to grab her skirt and, boy, I said, you have been reading my notes. And I thought I hit them. You said, I can't forgive them. My friend, you can. And you have to forgive them. Jesus said, now here's something. Somebody came to me one day so full of anger and resentment and bitterness and they were praying and I told, and God revealed them and said that there was unforgiveness in their heart and that we're not going to get through until they got the unforgiveness out. And he told me, he said, I can't do it. He said, my head won't let me. I said, that's the good news right there. I said, it's not about your head, it's about your heart. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you from your heart do not forgive. See, my head may not agree with me. My head may say, I don't want to forgive them. I don't want to let them go. I don't want to let it go. But my heart comes into agreement with God. And I agree with God. And I say, God, from my heart, I forgive. From my heart, I let them go. Look at your neighbor and tell them, let it go. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the one you're angry with to die. Look at somebody and tell them, that's crazy. How many knows that's just plain crazy? Drink poison, expect somebody else to die. But listen to this. Unforgiveness poisons the spring of your spirit. That means anything that comes out of you is poisoned by unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a spiritual roadblock. You will never progress in God until the roadblock of unforgiveness is removed. You say, how can you say that? I'm going to tell you how. Because unforgiveness puts you in disagreement with God, who commands us to forgive. And the Bible said, how can two walk together except they be agreed? So you need to forgive. Look at somebody and say, let it go. What does that mean? Forgive. Let it go. Anybody that's hurt you, anybody that's lied on you, anybody that's deceived you, anybody that's caused you disappointment, anybody that's brought pain into your life, you need to let it go. And then secondly, there's some people that need to forgive themselves. You need to forgive yourself. You're holding yourself a prisoner because you won't forgive yourself. Let me tell you something. Many times we have failed. Many times we look at our lives, and if we're not careful, we can look down the path of our lives and we can see things that we hate about ourselves. We can see things that we've done. We can see things that we should have done and didn't do, and things that we didn't do that we did do and shouldn't have done. And we can hold ourselves prisoner. We can hold ourselves in prison because we can't forgive ourselves, and because we don't forgive ourselves, we're unable to move on, and we miss God's best for our life. My friend, listen to me. You have to agree with God. God forgives you. Forgive yourself. Look at somebody and tell them, God said, let it go. And finally, friend, Forgive God. Somebody said, forgive God? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, forgive God. There's some people that are holding God hostage. There's some people that are holding unforgiveness in their heart toward God, angry at God because He didn't do what you wanted Him to do. He didn't do it the way you wanted Him to do it. He didn't do it when you wanted Him to do it. And so you're angry at God because you told Him what you wanted, and you looked at God and you said, if you love me, you would do this. And God didn't do it the way you wanted Him to do it, or He didn't do it at all. And so now you're mad at God. My friend, you got to forgive God. You're holding God to your hostage, to your opinion of what He's supposed to do. Your anger, your resentment toward God keeps God from being able to bless your life. Paul, if he were here today, would tell us on this first Sunday of 2016, let it go. Use the master key of forgiveness. Let it go. Let those people go that you've been holding in prison, the prison of unforgiveness. Let them go. Forgive yourself. Let yourself out of prison. And forgive God. And when you do, you will find that the prisoner you free is yourself. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Say, let it go.
Let it go.
Now, if anyone had a right to hold a grudge, it was Jesus. No one had more of a right to hold a grudge than Jesus, but He forgave. He forgave those who crucified Him. Father, forgive them, He said, for they know not what they do. Stephen followed in that same example, and he forgave those that stoned him. As he was being stoned to death, he said, Father, lay not this sin to their charge. This was a master key in Paul's life. He lived the life of a forgiver. I know some people that live the life of a grudge holder. I know, literally know people that will hold grudges for you. It wouldn't make you mad if you won't let it offend you, but they'll get offended for you. Remember the story of the little kid in the schoolyard, you know, when they're getting ready to fight, and one of them, what they're trying to figure out, how do they get this fight started? One of them draws a line, you know, and says, you cross over that line, buddy, it's on, you know. The other guy says, okay, wait a minute. He reaches down and gets him up a little piece of wood, puts it up on his shoulder, and says, if you knock that off of there, it's on. Knock that chip off my shoulder. See, there are literally some people that are going through life with a chip on their shoulder, looking for somebody to hurt them. Looking for somebody to say something about them, not like their color of their hair, not like their dress, not like their hello, not like the car they drive. You know, they're looking for some reason so they can hold a grudge. Look at somebody and tell them, you've got to let it go. Got to let it go. See, Paul had the master key of forgiveness. He lived the life of a forgiver. Now listen, watch this. One day, Peter was disturbed about this forgiveness issue. Evidently, somebody was pushing his buttons. And so he came to Jesus one day and he said, Jesus, he says, if my brother trespassed against me and he asked me to forgive him, how many times must I forgive him in a day? Seven? Now Peter thought, he said, my Lord, he said, I'm stretching way out there. Seven. Is it mandatory that I would go the limit of seven and forgive him? Jesus said, Peter, I say unto you, not seven times, but 70 times seven. I was like, I can see Peter slayed in the spirit right there. It's like, what? 70 times 7? My God, he said, I'll be turning around. It'll be all day long. I'll be going, I forgive. Well, you understand what Jesus was trying to do was trying to get Peter to understand it is better, Peter, to live the life of a forgiver, never take the offense, so you don't have to worry about having to release somebody. Just live the unoffended life. Somebody said, is that possible? The Bible says it is. Great peace have they which love my law and nothing shall offend them. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean you won't hurt me. It doesn't mean you won't attack me. It doesn't mean I won't feel the pain. But it means I won't be offended. In other words, I refuse to hold a grudge. I refuse to hold a grudge. It's better to not hold a grudge and an offense than to have to forgive. Paul said, I have the master key of letting go. I've learned how to let go. It doesn't mean you didn't hurt me. It doesn't mean I'm not disappointed. It doesn't mean I trust you. But it means I am letting go. It means I won't let you hold me back. It means I won't let my pain become a prison. Hallelujah. Now look at somebody today and tell them, say, neighbor. Say, you have the power.
You have the
key. Now tell them, let it go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now what I want to do something. Now I want to do something right now. I want every single one of you in this house. I want you to look. If there's anyone in your life, anyone that has hurt you, anyone, any pain in your life that you look back at it. When you look back at it, it causes you pain and it causes you anger and it causes you resentment and it causes a bitterness to rise up inside of you. I want you right now in the name of Jesus, I want you all over this place. If there's something you need to let it go, I want you to let it go right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to just say, I let it go. Come on, just say it with me. I let it go. I let it go. I release them in Jesus' name. I release them. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let my pain become my prison. I'm not going to be held in captivity by unforgiveness. I let it go. I release them in Jesus' name. Now I want you to put your hand on your heart and say, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I let it go. See, there's so many people today that are not experiencing the life that God has intended for them because they're living in a prison of regrets. A prison of regrets. I could talk about regrets today, but I would rather talk about being free. I could talk about my own regrets, but I'd rather talk about being free. I release myself in Jesus' name. Now I want you to just turn your head back and wave bye-bye. Woo! Just wave bye-bye. Hallelujah! I wave bye-bye to the past. I wave bye-bye to the pain. I wave bye-bye to the bitterness, the anger, the resentment, the hurt. I'm just waving goodbye. Hallelujah. I'm just going to let it go. Glory to God. Now look at somebody and tell them, say, neighbor,
neighbor,
you let it go.
Neighbor.
Now forget it.
Now forget it.
That's what Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind. Glory to God. That's the first stage of the successful life. That's the first stage of getting through to all that God has provided for us. We are letting go. Now we're ready. Look at somebody and say, I'm ready now. I'm ready now. Now we're free. We're ready now. Now we can reach forth unto those things which are before. Now we're able to see the life that God intended for us to live. Now we can see what's available to us. Now we can see the joy and the peace. Now we can see the glory that's been waiting on us. Now we can see the new anointing. Now we can see that new relationship, that divine connection that God has for us. And now we can see why the devil has fought us so hard, because he didn't want us to be free. He didn't want us to be happy. He didn't want us to walk in this anointing. He didn't want us to experience this prosperity. But now we see it, and now we're pressing into it. Hallelujah. Now we're reaching forth unto those things which are before. Everybody say with me, say, let it go.
Let it go.
Look up.
Look up.
And press on.
Press on.
Come on, just lift your hands for just a minute. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel some liberty coming in this house right now. I feel some freedom coming in this house. God, I thank you for freedom today. I thank you for freedom from the past, Lord. I thank you for freedom from the pain, God. I thank you, Lord, that you set us free today, God. To enjoy the life that you've provided. The successful life, God. The fruitful life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No longer a prisoner of my past. I'm free. Then Paul says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul's painting a picture with his words, and this is the picture that Paul is painting. He's painting a picture with his words of a man who is free now. Free from the hindrances of the past. Free from the bondages of the past. Free from the entanglements of the past. Free from the wounds of the past. Free from the hurts. It doesn't mean that I wasn't hurt. It doesn't mean that I didn't get wounded. It doesn't mean that it didn't hurt me. It doesn't mean that it didn't cut me. It didn't mean that I didn't bleed. It doesn't mean any of those things. It doesn't mean that I trust you at this point. What it means is when I look back at it, there's no more anger. When I look back at it, there's no more jealousy. There's no more bitterness. There's no more hatred. I don't want you to die anymore. I don't want you to drink poison anymore. Hallelujah. Now when I look back at it, I feel healed. Now when I look back at it, I feel thankful that God has saved me, that God has healed me, that God has delivered me. And now I can forgive you because I'm forgiven. Glory to God. Now Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind, that's letting go. Now I can see the things that are before me, reaching forth unto the things which are before me, looking up. Let it go, look up. Can I tell you something? I don't mean to be mean about this, but I'm going to be honest as I can be. Unforgiveness stops your spiritual growth. You can look like you're making progress. You can go through all the motions like you're making progress. You can be in all the right places and do all the right things. But I'm telling you, as a man of God, according to the Word of God, and until you get that out of your heart and out of your life, you are not making progress with God. It will hold you. You stop making progress the moment you determine and decide to hold the grudge. The moment you decide to hold unforgiveness in your heart, you stop making progress with God. The moment you release that, the moment that unforgiveness comes into your life, and you choose to use the master key of forgiveness and let go, that very moment your progress is unlocked. That very moment you come out of prison. That very moment. I'm going to go further than that. I'm going to say this. And like I said, Pam was preaching from my notes. But the Bible says this, and I'm not the one that said it. This is Jesus' words. Jesus says that if you don't forgive those who have trespassed against you, he says one thing. He says, then your heavenly Father will not forgive you your trespasses against him. Your old account will be brought back up. Watch this. And then he says that the man that held unforgiveness in his heart was turned over to the tormentors. Unforgiveness opens the door for the devil to attack your life. Physically, emotionally, spiritually. And I say, well, there's power in the blood. I know there's power in the blood. But the blood doesn't cover rebellion. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
And unforgiveness is rebellion. Unforgiveness is a choice to disobey God. So when I make a decision and I make a choice to hold unforgiveness in my heart, then I open a door of access for the tormentor to come into my life. And there are people today that are suffering physically,
Arthritis is a major issue where a spirit has come in, because the Bible says that laughter doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. When unforgiveness is in place long enough, it can literally dry up the moisture of your life. And all of the moisture of your life and in your bones and joints can dry up. And God wants to restore, and God wants to heal physically, emotionally, and spiritually. That's why there are a lot of people that are healed physically immediately the moment they forgive. There's a lot of people that as soon as they release that pain, as soon as they release that anger, as soon as they release that vengeance, God said, that's my business. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will repay. Somebody said one time, said, well, you know, the Bible says, pray for them that despise you, use you, and persecute. And then somebody said, well, I do pray for them. I pray, God, get them. Get them. I do pray for them. What do you pray? I pray, God, kill them. Kill them. Kill them. They don't deserve to live. Don't let them do this to anybody else. No, that's not how he told us to pray. He said, bless those who curse you. Pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you. What do you pray for them? You pray for them to come to know Christ. You pray for them to know the same freedom, the same release, and the same joy, and the same peace that Jesus has brought into your life. Would you stand with me? I'm almost done. Paul draws the picture with his words. The picture is a man, he's free. He's free from the past, free from the hindrances, free from the pain, free from the hurt, free from the bondage and entanglements. And this man now sees before him everything his heart ever desired. He's leaning forward with all his might. He's stretching himself out to catch hold of that which his heart longs for. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I believe on this first Sunday of the new year, 2016, if Paul, the man of God, if he were here, I believe he would say to us, here's how you do it in this new year. Let it go. Let it go. Whatever happened to you, whatever was done against you, whatever hurt you, whatever wounded you, whatever caused you pain, let it go. And then look up, because God has so much more for you. God has so much more. Every area that has been pained, that has been hurt, God will pour in healing and God will pour in blessings. Let it go and look up and finally press on. Because now you can press into what God has for you. Yeah. Now you can take hold of the promises. Now you can walk in that anointing. Now you can experience that joy. Now you can experience that peace. Now you can experience that wholeness in your life. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask this morning, how many are ready to start this year, 2016, to start this year right? How many are ready to start this year right so that you can experience and receive the success that God has in store for you, not just this year, but every year? But let's start this year right. Let it go. Look up and press on. Let it go. Look up and press on. I want you to reach over and take somebody's hand today. I don't know what's going on in your heart and in your life. I don't know the struggle that you're facing. I know what God told me. And God confirmed it this morning. He sent my wife up there. I thought she'd been in my notes, because she said she hasn't, so I take her word for it. But the Lord must have wanted you to hear this today. On this first Sunday of 2016, because God loves us so much, and because he wants us to enjoy and receive the abundant life he came to give, he wants to get everything out of the way so you can walk into it. So today, on this first Sunday, I want us to look to the Lord. And I want us to ask him, help us today to make these right decisions. Help us today. Empower us today to let it go, to look up, and to press on. Come on, all over this house.
Pray for that neighbor you're holding hands with. You don't know what their struggle is. You don't know the trial. You don't know the pain they've endured. You don't know the heartbreak. You don't know the wounding of their heart. You don't know how deep that wound has gone. But you do know Jesus can restore. You do know Jesus can heal them. You do know Jesus can make them whole. If they let it go, Lord, we're letting it go today, God. We're letting it go, Lord. All the pain, all the anger, all the resentment, Lord. All of the criticism, all of that bitterness. Lord, we're letting it go in the name of Jesus. We make the decision, Lord, to use the master key of forgiveness, Lord. And we forgive, God, because we refuse to be held a prisoner by our pain. We refuse to be held in the prison of unforgiveness, Lord. And so we make the choice to let it go today. So we can look up, Lord, and see all that you have for us, all that you prepared for us, all that you have in store for us, Lord. God, we thank you for the healing that is coming. We thank you for the wholeness that is coming. We thank you for the blessings that are coming, God. We thank you, Lord, that now we can press in to that abundant life. Now we can press into that glory and that anointing. Now we can press into that destiny that you prepared for us, Lord. And now there's nothing to hold us back, Lord. There's nothing to entangle us, and there's nothing to enslave us anymore, God, because we're free. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed, Lord, and we're free to enjoy the abundant life. We're free. We're free to enjoy the peace of God. We're free to enjoy your presence. We're free to enjoy, Lord, all the blessings that you came, all the blessings that you give, all the blessings that you provided for us, Lord. We're free, God, free to experience the success in life that you have provided for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, just put your hands together and bless him. Oh, hallelujah. All over the house, just bless him today. Bless him for some freedom today. Bless him for some peace today. Bless him for some joy today. Hallelujah. I'm free and I know that I am. I'm free and I know that I am. I'm so glad I know that I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Rasharamande. Hallelujah. I want you to look at your neighbor. And I want you to look at your neighbor and I want you to tell him, say, neighbor, you're free. And say, neighbor, don't ever go back. In Jesus' name, you're free. Hallelujah. Now give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can somebody shout, I'm free? I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. You say, how do you know you're free? Because I know the truth. And I've obeyed the truth. I have obeyed the truth. And the truth has made me free. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for this great day, this first Sunday of 2016. Thank you, Lord, that you loved us enough, God, to put us on the right track to all the blessings. To put us on the right track, Lord, to the abundant life that you have provided for us. Lord, and we make the determination and the decision today that from our hearts, Lord, we're going to let it go. From our hearts, Lord, we're letting go. I don't care what's happened, what's been done. I don't care, Lord. I let it go. I let it go. I let it go. I let myself go. I forgive myself, Lord, and I forgive you, Lord. I forgive you, God. Lord, and now I'm looking up and pressing in. All that you have for me, Lord. God, bless your people as we move forward into this new year, God, excited about what you have in store for us, excited because now we're in a position where we can see it and we can take hold of it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give him one more hand clap of praise and you're dismissed. God bless you.